Friday means we get a chance to visit with Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. He's on the line with us today. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be back with you.
Where do we find you today?
Well, I'm down on the southern border today in the Rio Grande Valley region, which interdicts about a third of all of the illegals that come through the southern border of the United States, as well as one of the heaviest spots for interdicting of drugs. Last night, we were out till after midnight with Border Patrol agents, and it was a very illustrative experience to see what they contend with, the miles and miles of Rio Grande River border, et cetera, and Mesquite and all the rest. It's an amazing work they do. Today we'll have a chance to see the newest section of wall being built in the United States, and looking forward to that, as well as seeing the holding centers and seeing if Ocasio-Cortez was accurate about people drinking out of toilets.
Right, all that.
Yeah.
So,
it'll be an interesting day.
I look forward to you giving us a full report on that and telling us what you find. Because, you know, there's a lot of hysteria and accusations made, like the one you just mentioned, and which I find hard to believe. Now, if it were true, it'd be something we'd have to take very seriously. If it's just something said trying to gin up, you know, a conversation, then we want nothing to do with it. We want the truth, Congressman. That's all we want, right?
Absolutely. That's why I'm down here, to see the newest operations that have been taking place and just get the gravity of the situation. What I saw last night was amazing, the type of work, the various forms of surveillance that go on, the blimps that are in the air that have to be pulled down during windy conditions, excessive windy conditions. The cartels know this. They can watch it. And yet the technology covers with cameras upwards of 10 miles on both sides of the border. And then seeing the tower situation, electronic surveillance that goes on. But the human capital that's out here, it's an amazing bunch of American patriots who are serving their country, who have feelings like everybody else, including when they see little kids trafficked here and some used as basically a credit card. They'll see the same child trafficked back and forth just to get the adult individual in, and what they have to do with now, fortunately, with DNA testing and the rest, it's making it more effective. But again, the miles and miles of open border that a fence could funnel people towards, and you'd have better chance of interdicting them and saying to the rest of the world, we're not just going to let you cross our borders. You can come legally. We'll give plenty of ports of entry. Saw two ports of entry last night, one at a simple ferry where they pull the ferry across by rope. It's gone on since the mid-1800s. And then a border crossing that's extremely high tech
right.
Come across. So it will be interesting to see. America is a great country. No wonder people want to come here.
Well, I get that, but it has to be controlled and measured, and it can't just be a floodgate. Right, and legal. All right, so let's shift gears a little bit. A purely partisan vote yesterday by the Democrat-led House, as you know, on impeachment, articles of impeachment to pursue it. Two Democrats sided with the Republicans. Not a single Republican voted in favor of the impeachment efforts that are apparently formalized now. But let me ask you, is it a fair level playing field? Because the way I understand it, yeah, Republicans can subpoena somebody and the Democrats can say no. That's not the way it's been done in years past, my understanding. What can you tell us?
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't done in the past with Clinton. It wasn't done the same in the past with Nixon. Both parties, minority and majority, had the same rights and privileges to call witnesses, to as we would say, grilled the witness. The president had their counsel in, and with the opportunity to cross-examine witnesses. That's not what we did yesterday. It wasn't anything except formalizing what's gone on in Soviet-style impeachment inquiry for the past 37 days. It changed nothing except put down in language what's been happening. And the American people, I don't think, will be buffaloed by it. When you see exactly what it allows, you are absolutely right. Adam Schiff controls what's going on. This isn't Judiciary Committee where it's supposed to be, that will finally develop the articles of impeachment to send the Congress to vote on. But most of us still will not have had the opportunity to see and to hear all that we need to hear to make that decision, right, wrong, or indifferent. And so,
let me get this straight. We're still not allowed. You're still not allowed to see the transcripts of the interviews that have been done thus far.
If Adam Schiff doesn't allow us to do it, we don't get to see it. And there was no language in that legislation yesterday that gave me the right to see what's already gone on, to see what Volcker said, what Sondland said.
So then how do you honestly go to your constituents and say, well, I've made a decision based on what?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. The most important thing is that the citizens of the 7th District don't have a chance to see it, hear it, read it, determine on their own. This should be an open process. There's nothing about that transcript that has been held back. It's a transcript taken by every president. The same type of thing goes on. This president let it out early on, so there should be no reason for the witnesses that we heard last week to even be there, because
most important,
we have the transcript. We can read it ourselves.
Well, it was pretty damning yesterday that after the impeachment vote, Tim Morrison, former National Security Council advisor, went up and told Adam Schiff directly, I was not concerned that anything illegal was discussed. He was an actual participant on the phone call. He goes, I didn't hear anything that I was concerned about. Blowing up the hole. But Eric Ciaramella, this is the guy who apparently everybody's known his name for weeks. We're just learning it now because of Real Clear Politics finally saying, you know, this is the guy who is the whistleblower. 33 years old, a Democrat, worked for Joe Biden, has worked closely with Adam Schiff's team in creating the alleged whistleblower complaint, worked for John Brennan. This guy is a guy who also tried to get Trump in trouble in 2017 June, then was fired because he was leaking all the time from his job in the West Wing and went back to the CIA. This is your whistleblower that we're not supposed to talk about, Eric Ciaramella. Why can't we talk to this guy?
I guess I'll have to leave that for your questioning of Adam Schiff. I know you do a good job of questioning him, and I'd like to hear what he says.
Right. I mean, the fact of the matter is Ciaramella is the guy, right? I mean, this is the guy that everybody knows the name. There's a 40-page dossier about the guy.
Yeah, if it isn't the guy, let Adam Schiff stand up and say the opposite, which he hasn't. And the same guy brought other operatives into the White House who should have never been there.
Correct.
With direct purposes of undermining this presidency and ultimately coming to this. But again, he has no firsthand information.
Nothing.
No firsthand information. And he is the guy that started this in motion. And Adam Schiff is.
Don't you think the American people have a right to hear from him?
They absolutely do. They absolutely do. He started it. He ought to be there to answer the questions, and the Republicans ought to be able to cross-examine him. The president's counsel ought to be able to cross-examine him, and the American people should be able to make up their minds on their own.
Fair enough. I think the American people should also be able to say, hey, who is this guy? At any rate, I got to leave it right there. Let us know what you find on the border, sir. I mean, obviously very important, critical to our national security and our future. Greatly appreciate you being here, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Likewise. Have a great weekend.
There you have it. Congressman Tim Walberg, everybody. Quick break. We'll be right back.
FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seat from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.